You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. It is such a blessing, hallelujah, to be able to praise the Lord. It is such a blessing to praise the Lord with you, his beloved. It is such a blessing, hallelujah, just to be in this moment. Somebody say, it's a blessing to be in this moment. Amen, hallelujah. One of my prayers as the Holy Spirit is already moving and grooving, hallelujah, is that the Lord is always blessing. It's just about what our expectation, or even what our definition, what our perspective regarding blessing is. If we're looking for blessings to be always materialistic, then we miss, amen, we miss God moving in the immaterial. Is that a word? We miss God moving in the other places. If we're always looking for tangible, then we miss the intangible places of how God is blessing us, how God is speaking to us, how God is meeting with us, hallelujah, in this moment right here. This moment right here, hallelujah, is a blessing. Our five senses may not be able to articulate it, but may we slow down and sensitize to our spiritual sense to articulate and interpret what God, that simply Emmanuel, God is with us, that God is with you. So we come into this hour knowing that God is with us. I'm reminded of the disciples as they were on the boat, and Jesus, Emmanuel, God was with them. Hallelujah. And on the boat, in the middle of the sea, in the wee hours of the night / a.m., when it's darkest, and the storm rose up, and the winds and the waves beat against the boat. Right there, God was with them. Jesus, Emmanuel, was with them. So I just want us to stop to that right now, that God is with us. The answer is with us. Did it mean that the winds and the waves and the storm and the angst and the fear didn't rise up? No. What it meant is that the answer, the solution, the great comforter, the great provider, the great healer, the great waymaker, the one who helped them and ensured that they made it to the other side, is with them. And I pray that you are picking up what the Holy Spirit is putting down even right now. Hallelujah. And how he is ministering unto you right now, that God is with us. The answer is with us. The solution is with us. The healer is with us. The provider is with us. The waymaker is with us. The comforter is with us. The stress reliever is with us. So then the question becomes, what do we pay attention to? What do we choose to pay attention to? What do we choose to look at? What do we choose to cleave to? What message do we choose to cleave to? Whose message do we choose to cleave to? Come on, y'all. God, we thank you. Let us reverence the Lord God right now. Let us worship the Lord God right now. Let us give thanks unto the Lord God right now. Lord God, we say thank you. Thank you, Ha Emmanuel. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Emmanuel. Thank you for being with us, hallelujah, Rabbi Shaya. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for helping us. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, Rabbi Shata Basandaraya. Lord God, we decrease in this moment, in this hour, hallelujah. We decrease, Lord God, that you may be increased in this hour and in this now. We decrease. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What does that mean for us to decrease? How does our mind and our thought life have to change in this moment, in this hour, for us to decrease that God will be increased? Hallelujah. What narratives have to be neglected, ignored in order for us to decrease so that God will be increase? What do we have on replay coming into this hour of prayer and worship that we, hallelujah, have to press mute on? Come on, press pause on. What situations and doings and happenings, hallelujah, and sayings do we have on replay? And we can have doings and happenings and sayings on replay and have had them on replay for years, for decades, for hours, for days, for months, for weeks. What do we have to press mute on and stop to in order, hallelujah, in order to hear and see and smell and receive the whispers of God, the whispers of Yahweh, the whispers, hallelujah, of the Waymaker, the whispers, Harabasaya, of Jehovah, Jireh, our provider. What do we have to do to decrease? Because we say, let us decrease, amen, after John the Baptist saying, I must decrease so that Christ, so that Jesus will be increased. But in order, it's not just a saying, it's a doing. It's a backing up. What doings are we doing because we feel that we have to be God in our lives and we have to be God in our relationships and God in our families and God in our children, with our children, and God in our careers? And what areas is God asking us to decrease? Hallelujah, so that he will be increased. What are we exalting? What pride, ways of pride are we walking in? We may not be fully or we can have pride areas without being prideful. Like there's some people that are prideful. They live by pride, right? And we can even be humble. This is what God is. Okay, maybe he's ministering to me. Okay. I can be humble overall, but have some pride flexibilities. Okay. Hello. Thank you, God. Let us decrease to this moment, to this hour. What judgments and preconceived notions and ideas, amen, that we have, ideologies that we stand behind, amen, and live by, that we must decrease so that Christ may be increased. What fears, hallelujah, must be decreased so that God will be increased. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We repent of our sins. We change our thinking. We change our ways. We reorient ourselves to you. What changes must be employed in order for us to decrease so that God will be increased? And listen, when God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is increased, hallelujah, in our lives, you know what that is? You know what happens? Peace is increased, and joy is increased, and love is increased, and goodness is increased, and kindness is increased, and faithfulness is increased, and self-control is increased. Ah, hallelujah. And patience is increased. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, sweet Jesus. What is God asking us? I can't tell you, amen. But the beauty is that God can, and God will, and God is ministering unto us, whispering sweet goods in our ear of what must we do in this hour, in this day, in this season to decrease so that God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit will be increased? What do we have to leave, hallelujah, that we may be decreased in order for God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit to be increased? What do we have to do? Thank you, Jesus. May you be increased in this hour. May we begin and continue to look to you, O God, to cleave to you, O God. I invite us to a time of worship right now. Amen. The Holy Spirit was ministering unto me before coming into this very hour of prayer, ministering unto me about worship, asking and leading me into a posture of worship encouraging all who come under the sound of my voice into the obedience of God, Jesus, in the Holy Spirit is. Let us step into worship. Hallelujah. And so we worship you right now, God, in spirit and in truth. And we worship you, O God, in spite of the worries. Hallelujah. And we worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Rabasaya. In spite of what's going on and what things feel like and how hot it is and how cold it is and how lonely it is and how dark it is and how light it is, how everything is right to hallelujah and how everything is wrong. We worship you. You see, we have to be careful, hallelujah, to worship, to be in a place of, oh, I worship God, oh, I'm blessing God, because everything is going right, amen. But then when everything is wrong, hallelujah, our narrative and our posture changes, hallelujah. Let us be a people that our posture is set permanently on worship, and our posture and our position, hallelujah, is that of exalting Christ Jesus. So God, we say thank you right now for conditioning us and reconditioning us and positioning us and repositioning us in you, O God. I thank you, O God, hallelujah, Reba Shando Robasaya, for even touching each and every single person, hallelujah, each one of your children, each one of your sons and daughters right now. I thank you, oh God, for how you are with them. I thank you for your blessed hand that is on them. In fact, take your hand and place it on your head, even right now, for God's hand is on you, and God's hand is on your life, and God's hand, hallelujah, is in the situation and working it out, hallelujah, according to his will. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for rebuking the winds and the waves, hallelujah, in our lives. I thank you, oh God, in the circumstances, in the situations, hallelujah, that's coming up, rising up and beating against your children. I thank you, oh God, that you are the great comforter and that you are the great helper and that you are a great redeemer and that you are the great restorer and that you are a great reconciler and that you are, hallelujah, the resurrecting power, and you are, hallelujah, the great I am. You are Kareba Shayan Darabasanda, the one that is able to answer these cries. You are the one that is able and willing to answer our prayers. You are. And we say thank you, hallelujah. And we say thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Rabba Shanda Rabba Saya. We say thank you, hallelujah. We say thank you, hallelujah. If you haven't got the little wink wink, join me in saying thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you in advance. These thank yous are thank yous in advance. We thank you in advance, hallelujah. Thank you in advance, oh God, hallelujah, for teaching us to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you in advance, oh God, for meeting us, for showing up, oh God. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, for turning it around in our favor. Thank you in advance, oh God. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, for the protection protection. Thank you in advance for being the judge, the great judge, the judge of judges on the case. Thank you in advance for remembering us. Thank you in advance for defending us. Thank you in advance for avenging us. Thank you, oh God. We say thank you. Thank you right now. Thank you in advance for the position, the job increase, the promotion. Thank you in advance, amen, for speaking about us to people that we didn't even know, for divinely connecting and divinely intervening. Thank you in advance. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, in advance for waking up the dead places, quickening the dead things, the dead places in our bodies, in our lives, in our finances. Hallelujah. In our jobs. Thank you in advance, oh God, for teaching us how to sit in peace and how to sit in patience. Hallelujah, Rebasaya, to see you, God, glorified. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, for teaching us how not to be reactionary, hallelujah, in natural ways, hallelujah, but for teaching us how to be proactive in prayer. And proactive in seeking you, and proactive, hallelujah, in running to you, and proactive, hallelujah, in waiting for you, and proactive, hallelujah, in being obedient to you, obedient to your instructions, obedient, hallelujah, to your ways, obedient to forgiving, obedient to loving, obedient to, hallelujah, to sacrificing in the areas that you're telling us to sacrifice, hallelujah. God prescribes sacrifice, hallelujah. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, Rabasaya. Thank you in advance for giving us ears to hear and eyes to see, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, in advance, hallelujah, for taking us from the tail and making us the head. Thank you in advance, hallelujah, from taking us from under, from beneath, and setting us above. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, in advance. Thank you, O God, hallelujah, for your presence, even right now. Thank you, O God. Let us be a people that is focused and excited and passionate about being in the presence of God, that about being with the presence of God, being in the presence of God, looking for the presence of God. Thank you, oh God. We say thank you right now as we worship you, as we worship you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you in advance for giving us clarity where there is confusion. Thank you, oh God, right now for giving us pureness where there is perversion. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for blessing us, hallelujah, to get on the straight and narrow, the righteous path, hallelujah, where we've been stepping foot in that broad path, that path that leads to destruction. Oh, we say thank you, oh God, for setting us on the path where we have to deny self, hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. See, there's a saving grace, and there's a blessing, and there's an opportunity in that place of, now, according to the world, amen, or to our fleshly, our natural, those five senses, amen, denying self does not sound attractive. Is nothing good or of some value in that place. But there is great value in the kingdom of God when we deny self, take up our cross, and follow him. There is blessing, there's protection, there's covering. Amen. And when we step into that place of denying self, hallelujah, there's a miracle in that place of denying self, taking up our cross, and following after God. There's a wonder surrender in that place of denying self. There's a peace in that place, come on, of denying self. Now, we may have to work at it and work at it, work at it, work at it to discover it. I just had an image of like when you dig for gold. You don't necessarily always get it with the first strike, amen? But you dig and you dig and you dig and you dig, knowing that I'm going to find gold, knowing that there's gold in this land. Come on, somebody said, there's gold within me that I only discover at the place of losing my life so that I may find it. There's gold to be discovered. Come on. Y'all, God wants us to go inward. Hallelujah. God wants us to go in him. Hallelujah. Not in the world to discover gold, not into the world, amen, to discover our image and our worth and our value, but in Christ Jesus, where we deny self, hallelujah, and strike gold of finding who we are and about whose we are. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I am gold. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. See, this is scripture. What we're doing right now, even in the midst of me recognizing that there's a whole lot of situations that's happening in the people that come to this hour. There's all kind of situations. And there's all kind of issues. Hallelujah. And there's all kind of problems. And there's all kind of fears. Hallelujah. And there's all kind of predicaments. And there's all kind of. Amen. There's all kind of. Somebody say there's all kind of. All kind of. But what we're doing is, because I'm reminded in 1 Timothy even. No, I'm sorry, not 1 Timothy. In Thessalonians. Let me turn to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look to you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I hear the Holy Spirit saying we need to put more worship in within the walls of our home. Put more worship within the walls of our heart. Put more worship within the walls, amen, hallelujah, of our occupation. Put more worship within the walls of our profession. My profession, I don't know about you, but my profession, amen, is worship. I'm professional. Come on. We all want to be professional, amen, hallelujah. I'm professional at all worship. And then at the same time, I'm an amateur at worship. You know what that means? That means I need to grow. I need to learn more how to deal with what Apostle Paul prescribes, even in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. In everything, give thanks. In everything. In every event, in every situation, in every circumstance, in everything, in every status that we hold. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Because I just saw like the status of you go from single, when you're in your single status and you're believing God and you're praying for marriage and you're giving thanks. And but then when you get in the marriage, then you stop giving thanks. Or when you're in the a status of lower economic status, come on, and we're praying for, then we're giving thanks and we're praising and we're looking to God, and then we get into a higher economic status, we change. We change. Hello? Is it me you're looking for? Yes, Jesus. So in every event, every situation, every circumstance, let us have a constant attitude of giving thanks, an attitude of prayer, an attitude of rejoicing, that is not the things and the statuses and the accomplishments and the accolades or the lack thereof that's defining us and the fame and the being known by, amen, hallelujah, or the lack thereof that's defining us or the having of, amen, the having of a marriage, a husband or a wife or children, and then we find it's defining us. No. Our definition is in Christ Jesus. Our definition comes as we present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, which is our worship. Then at that place, there's circumcision. At that place, there's a defining, amen, hallelujah, a shaping, amen, hallelujah, a molding. Oh, come on, y'all. So what we're doing right now, say, I'm worshiping. I can't talk to you right now. I got to call you back. I'm worshiping. You know how you put on that do not disturb? Or there's an automatic, these custom text messages, like if you're busy in a meeting, in worship. I'm in worship right now. Come on, somebody. Yes, Lord. God is looking for his people to worship him in this hour. Nothing is surprising God. None of this stuff is a surprise to God. None of our needs is a surprise to God. He already has the answer before he presented us or allowed the need to pop up. God is asking for us to worship. This is the aroma from earth that God wants to arise to heaven, an aroma of worship. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We stand knowing what's happening with our loved ones, and we stand in that place and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand, hallelujah, in the fears of, and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand in the waiting, hallelujah, from the asking you to the receiving in that middle place, and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand in the place of the pain. Hallelujah. And we stand in the place of it's been a long time. Hallelujah. And we stand in the midst of the sickness, and we stand in the midst of the disease, or maybe just a lie in the midst of, hallelujah, because of a lack of strength to stand. And we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand. Hallelujah. We sit, hallelujah. We lie, hallelujah, in the midst of, hallelujah, the fall, in the midst of the downtroddenness, in the midst of the depression, in the midst of the oppression, hallelujah, in the midst of the regression, in the midst of the aggression. And we worship you, hallelujah. We stand in the midst of the strife, in the midst of the stress, in the midst of the disagreement, in the midst of the quarreling, hallelujah, in the midst of the cries, hallelujah, and we worship you, hallelujah. We stand, hallelujah, in the midst of the hustle, hallelujah, and we worship you. Glory to your name. We stand in the midst of the struggle and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand in the midst of the lack and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand in the midst of obscurity and we worship you. Hallelujah. We stand in the midst of notoriety and we worship you. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. Hallelujah. We worship you, hallelujah. Listen, in order to worship God and with any of all those things and happenings, there's a denying of self. I have to choose right now not to exalt me and not to listen to me and not to attend to me, but I must attend to God. I must listen to God. I must feed that place of God, hallelujah, and see God attend to me and see God, hallelujah, address me and see God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Rebasaya, bless me. But I, in this day and time, I believe that God is looking for his people to be a blessing to him and not always running to him for a blessing and then be like, peace out when you get the blessing. But no, I posture and position myself to look to you and be a blessing to you, because when I am focused on you, my Father's business. Guess what our Father is focused on? Your business, my business, our business. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba Shandi Bigiota Bagandela. Reba Saya. We cannot worship both. We cannot worship both. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, come on, the situations and the happenings and the conditions and the problems and the storms and the winds and the waves, they get the worship. Oh, yes, they get the worship. It may not look like the worship of hallelujah, but it's a worship of, let me talk about this thing. Let me focus on this thing. Let me think about this thing. Let me allow the thing, hallelujah, to keep me up at night. Let me call this person and that person. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Reba Shaya. And let's spend time here. Oh, God, thank you. Raise up a people, Lord God, in this day. Come on, raise up a people in this day, oh God, that's not even focused on, like, not, that's focused on a God success and not a self success. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. That's okay. I'll be the one. I'll be the one. I will be the one. Who cares about success? I care about God. When you want to talk to me about success, let me talk to you about God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rabbi Shaya. Let's get something straight. Does that mean that success is not in God? That success can't happen walking and following God? No. That doesn't mean that. What I'm speaking about is a heart posture that's fully sold out to God. That I'm not in relationship with success, but I'm in a relationship with God. Then I know how to handle that success. Then I know I have a wisdom in that success. Then I recognize that success is not determine my value and my worth and my identity. Come on, let's talk about it. Jesus is our success, our identity, our value, our worth. Are we as passionate at pursuing and seeking Jesus as we are with seeking success? We don't have to answer that. Let's just let it lurk. Let it just stay there and lurk. What's our temperature of seeking Jesus? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Can we raise the temperature of seeking Jesus? Can we raise the temperature of loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength? Can we raise, hallelujah, the temperature? Karabashanda rabasanda raboshiki arabasaya. Of forsaking all to follow Christ. Can we raise the temperature of denying self to follow God? Can we raise the temperature of losing our lives that we may find it in Christ Jesus? Come on, somebody. Can we raise the temperature of the passion for Christ Jesus? Thank you, Heavenly Father. As you see, thank you, Holy Spirit. Where Jesus is, and that passion for Jesus is, there God is, and a pleasing of God, and where God is in pleasing Him, and that in a faithfulness and a loyalness and a worshiping of Him and putting no other gods before Him. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. And there is His miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you so much, Father. May God begin to reveal to us where we can raise the temperature. Raise our temperature. Of being a disciple of Christ, of a yearning and longing and desperate for Christ Jesus. That our value, our heart posture, the thing that I want more than anything is not a label that I can put on and then I have to take it off. It's not a label that I can drive in. It's not a label that, or a title or position or a role that people recognize me by. But it's the label that God recognizes and is pleased by. So God, as we stand in this place of worship, sit in this place of worship, commit to this place of worship, submit to this place of worship. We thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your favor. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for your gentleness. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your answer. Thank you, oh God, for you looking on us and remembering us. Thank you, oh God, for comforting us. Thank you, oh God, for opening the doors up unto us. Thank you, oh God, for closing the doors unto us. Thank you, oh God, for opening the windows and creating a way where there is no way. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for the grace to accomplish that which we can't do on our own. Thank you for your strength that's made perfect in our weakness. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for moving the mountains and raising up the valley places. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the satisfaction of being able to say thank you, the contentment in thank you. Thank you. Thank you for making us lenders and not borrowers. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for blessing us and making us givers. And not focused on being a receiver. The Bible says it's better to give than to receive. Thank you for making us a giver unto you, mind, body, soul, a giver unto you, time, money, a giver unto you, all things. Things that I didn't even mention, things that I didn't even know to mention, things in areas where we didn't even think we can give in such ways. Thank you for making us givers unto you. In this month of grace, let it be a month where we orient ourselves to God, we look to God, and we're focused on giving to God. Being a blessing to God, pleasing God. In Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmerecha, Yaer Adonai Panav Alecha Vikoneka, Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha Veyasem Lecha Shalom. God bless you in Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, and shalom.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, with Pastor Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.